SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Private intelligence firms say a ship off the coast of Yemen in the Red Sea has been attacked. The attack on the vessel comes as threats have increased from Yemen's Houthi rebels on commercial shipping in the area over the Israel-Hamas war raging in the Gaza Strip. Houthis do not immediately claim responsibility for that attack. Chinese President Xi Jinping will arrive in Vietnam on Tuesday.
The Chinese leader seeks to further deepen ties with its neighbor that is deepening diplomatic relations with Western-aligned countries. In his first visit since 2017, Xi will meet with the president, prime minister, and Communist Party general secretary. One analyst says the visit reflects Beijing's concerns about Hanoi's advances with the West. In September, President Joe Biden visited Vietnam to mark the U.S. being elevated to the same high diplomatic status as China. Keith Peters reporting.
Also at SRNNews.com, no one was injured in a partial building collapse in the Morris Heights section of the Bronx Monday afternoon. The fire commissioner said only two people suffered minor injuries. Authorities investigating the October shooting in Maine have ordered testing of the dead gunman's brain.
Officials say a brain sample from 40-year-old Robert Card has been sent to a lab in Massachusetts to be studied for any signs of injury related to his service in the Army Reserves. A spokesperson for the chief medical examiner says they want to know if possibly a brain injury could have contributed to Card's unusual behavior leading up to the October 25th mass shootings in Lewiston, Maine. The concerns center around Card's exposure to repeated blasts while training cadets at the West Point Military Academy on guns, anti-tank weapons, and grenades. I'm Jackie Quinn.
This is SRN News. Target's in trouble again, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
A petition drive has been launched against the giant retailer over its decision to sell
Christmas in the Holy Land will be a somber affair this year due to the war in Gaza. Officials in Bethlehem say that there will be no Christmas tree, and they also say that all the celebrations will be muted. One local pastor tells Reuters, quote, "We have never seen Bethlehem like this, not even during the time of the COVID-19 epidemic. He says the town is empty and sad," end quote. There's also concern that the lack of tourism will be a blow to the Israeli economy because it counts on large numbers of Christians visiting over the holiday. This is SRN News. The question is, will the Fed make a shift in policy?
With inflation edging closer to the Federal Reserve's 2% target, its policymakers are facing hopes that they will make a decisive shift in policy and cut interest rates next year, possibly as soon as spring. Such a move would reduce borrowing costs across the country, making mortgages, auto loans, and business borrowing less expensive. Fed Chair Jerome Powell, though, has recently downplayed the idea and hasn't yet signaled that the Fed is done with its hikes. John Scott reporting.
Toymaker Hasbro is cutting about 1,100 jobs, or 20% of its workforce. The job cuts come as a drop in sales in the toy business extends through another holiday shopping season. The nearly century-old company behind Monopoly, Play-Doh, and My Little Pony disclosed the layoffs in a memo to employees. More details at SRNNews.com.